Hi, this is Pastor Tamara Kraft from Revival Fire for Kids with an Ignite Kidmen podcast. If you want your students to experience revival and the glory of God and become radical followers of Jesus, this is the podcast for you. Join us today as we start the journey, and I'll let you in on my story and experiences in Kidmen. Hold on tight. You never know what the Holy Spirit is planning. Hi, welcome to another Ignite Kidmen moment. And today I'm so excited because I have Pastor Lynn Swank with us. Lynn's ministry has varied from pastoring in local churches to leading international conferences. She is a published author, public speaker, and ministry mentor. She has been involved in every aspect of ministry, from puppets and capital stewardship to preaching and counseling, but her favorite ministry moment is leading a child to Jesus. She and her husband, Mark, have 7 grown children, so she's a very busy woman. And I have known Lynn for years, and she has such a heart for children's ministry, and she is heading up a national children's ministry conference in just a few weeks that I'll be teaching at. Lynn, why don't you tell us about it?
Well, the Focus Conference is directed by the Children's Leaders Association for the Church of God in Cleveland, Tennessee. And I'm just one of the members of the 5-member board, but we work together to bring children's pastors information on how they can go home and implement new ideas and spiritual gifts immediately the very next week, the very next month, and give them ideas about how to grow their ministry throughout the upcoming year. So we bring in some amazing speakers who have been in ministry for many years. They have failed forward and they have learned, and then they bring the best of what they've learned to the Focus Conference. So like you, we have breakout speakers who come and they share your heart, they share their ideas, they share what has worked, and they share how to get into the heart of the family and the child. And those are the things that enlarge the kingdom. So everything that comes out of the Focus Conference, which is February the 22nd, 23rd, 24th, is practical spiritual information.
And I have been to Focus Conferences both as a workshop leader and also as a participant. Focus has been around for many, many years. In fact, the very first Focus Conference I was at. So I can't say enough about this conference. You will go away getting a word from God about the direction you're supposed to go.
Absolutely. I've been in children's ministry for 35 years, right? So I have gone to many a conference. I've led them and I've attended them. I've been keynote speakers and workshop leaders at them. One of the things that I truly appreciate about the Focus Conference is that it feels like family. It's one of those conferences that when you see people, if it's your first time and you don't know anybody, everybody talks to everybody. They sit down at tables next to each other and they strike up conversations, and questions are asked at the Focus Conference. How do you do this? And how do you guys handle that? And what does your midweek look like? And do you have small groups? And it just, every person that goes is interested in networking and in learning. And when that's the case, it feels like family, because the next year you come back and you share, you know, your stories of what you learned and how it went, or maybe you had some tragic things happen. We know that tragic things happen in our lives, and your family loves you and prays for you and encourages you in the middle of those moments. So we've kind of walked through life together with each other. And it's been very sweet to see our children's ministry leaders have longevity in ministry. And I think that Focus encourages longevity in ministry because it encourages solid relationships. So that's one of the key differences between the Focus Conference and some of the other very large conferences in that we love what we do and we love when our numbers grow, but we keep our eye on the person who attends.
Absolutely. And whether you're a newbie or a children's pastor at a large church, there is something for you at this conference. Yes. I also like that you can be Pentecostal at this conference because there are so many great children's conferences out there, but they're more of a one-size-fits-all churches. And this is put on by the Church of God, which is a Pentecostal denomination. And so we can be Pentecostal. We can talk about how to lead children into the baptism of the Holy Spirit or how to conduct altar calls, things that would never be discussed at some of these larger conferences.
You're so right. Whenever we have the workshops on how to lead a child in the prayer of salvation, that workshop is as well attended as how to have an Holy Spirit altar call and how to disciple children. Once they're filled with the baptism of the Holy Spirit, how do you disciple them and their gifts, and how do you train them and release them to use those gifts in ministry? It's not just about that moment that the child has that indwelling in them, but we teach about what do you do with that child who is now empowered for life to push back the darkness in every area that they're going to touch. And whether that child is going to become a CFO for a company or a full-time missionary overseas, that child needs to have the Holy Spirit in their life and functioning supernaturally in their life. Focus is not afraid of the topics that delve into how to train up a child in the way that they should go.
That's wonderful. And I love how you said that there's an emphasis on them having the Holy Spirit in them and ministering through the power of the Holy Spirit. Throughout my ministry, I have emphasized having children minister, and they rise to the occasion. I teach children, you know, to go up to the altar and lay their hands on people, where to put their hand and how to pray.
Right. Yes, yes.
The mechanics of it as well as the spirituality of it. And we are called as children's pastors to mentor children. And that doesn't mean sit still and listen to this Bible story or play right. this game. It also, right. although we do teach Bible stories and we do play games, you know, all
we
of that.
We have workshops on large group games and how to keep them occupied and how to keep them engaged. So we have all of it.
Awesome. Oh, we have all of it. But we also want to mentor children to be a part of the kingdom of God. And I love that about Focus.
Yes, it's funny you would say that. So I have a breakout that I'm leading at Focus this year, and it is on how to raise up our next generation of children's pastors.
Oh, that's awesome.
And I have people coming with me to that workshop who are in ministry today that were children in children's ministry with me. And we discuss how to make sure that, first of all, they're filled with the Holy Spirit first, because that's a big deal. That's a big deal. You don't want to minister on your own right. There is no change in ministering in your own right. But there is change when you minister under the authority of the Holy Spirit, because you have the ability to recognize and discern moments in ministry. But in order to mentor a child who is called by God to be a children's pastor, you have to identify what some of their spiritual gifts are. You have to release them. Yes. Into, okay, let's do ministry here. This is a spiritual gift you have. Let's teach an object lesson. Let's lead this prayer time, right? If they're an intercessor, and if they're a gift of helps, let's talk about how their administration. You know, many children's pastors are a much better administrator than they are a preacher. They do the whole thing, but they have that skill set that it just flows naturally out of them because it's a gift. Mm-hmm. And then they hone the other talents.
Yes.
And there's a difference between our gifts and our talents. And a talent you train and you hone, and a gift you give and you use, and it becomes more abundant when you use it, right? It's like the loaves and fish. You give it away and it just gets bigger. Yes. And so that gift comes out and it gets bigger, and that talent has to be honed and trained. And when you have identified that child that is got the spiritual gift, and then they have different talents, you have to release them. And then you have to celebrate with them when those ministry moments come on, because eventually that child will get hired out from underneath you and go to another church. And you have to say, praise God, praise God. That's usually the hardest part of mentoring the next generation, is that you raise them up. And then by the time they get to where they really could be on staff somewhere else, you lean on them a lot. You've shared responsibility with them so much. You just can't imagine them going, because it would create such a hole in your department. But the beautiful thing is you have to do both. You have to raise them up, release responsibility, give them accountability. So our workshop at Focus is all about mentoring that next generation of Spirit-filled children's pastors.
That's awesome. And you know, so many children's pastors say, how do I get more workers? Well, you have an entire classroom of workers if you train them up to do the work of the ministry. I have found that when I was a children's pastor, after training up a group of children, I wouldn't need the adult workers except for restroom breaks, because the children would all go to their positions and minister in their various areas.
And oh, absolutely. Yes. Absolutely. A lot of people don't realize they can do that. That's one of the things about attending a conference, is you hear ideas like that.
Yes.
Pastor, you hear ideas just like you presented that say there's a new way, there's a different way, there's a better way, and there's a way you don't have to do ministry alone.
That's right.
Minister to, but you minister with. You know, a senior pastor ministers to, but he also ministers with his congregation. Yes. And a children's pastor runs the same track as a senior pastor. They're in charge of feeding their flock. They're in charge of responsibility for caring for them, for keeping them secure, safe, and for making sure all the ministries for that area are flowing smoothly. Just like the senior pastor, they're responsible from the parking lot to the altar. The children's pastor is responsible from the check-in to the altar. And when you go to a Focus conference, you hear ideas just like you gave, Pastor, that say, there's a way to do this. Here, this is a way to do this. And we've failed enough to tell you, we're only going to bring you the good stuff. We're not going to spend all of our failure moments here, because there's too many to bring to a conference. We've all failed so much. Many times comparison is one of the things that people struggle with when they go to a conference. They struggle with, Pastor Tamara, she's got all of her kids in ministry, and she has a team of kids, and she's a worship team of kids, and I don't have anything. And what they don't realize is when you ministered on a weekly basis to children, you learned that. You went and learned how to create a worship team, how to create, you know, a ministry and altar team of children to pray for other children. And now you're teaching it. So the comparison game of somebody who attends a conference can be pretty difficult if they compare where they are to what they're learning. And what they have to understand when they come to the conference is they're in the process somewhere of getting from where they are to where you are. And you're just teaching them little steps along the way that they can get there.
Very good point. When I started out, I certainly didn't know anything. I tell people that the way I did children's ministry when I first started out, and hopefully I still do this, but it was, all right, Lord, what do I do next? And then I would do it. And then, all right, now, Lord, now what do I do? And then I do it. You know, it was more listening to the voice of God, because I knew nothing.
Right.
And so everybody has a starting point. Everybody has points along the way. And before, I was traveling all over the country doing kids crusades and mentoring and teacher training and things like that. I was in a church with a small children's ministry at one point and trying to figure out how to grow it and how to mentor these children. And we've all been there.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. As a matter of fact, most of our churches run less than 120 people.
Yes.
Which means they have 15 or less children in children's ministry. And when I go places and they'll say, well, Pastor Lynn, we hope we have enough children for you today. We only have four. I will be like, Jesus turned the world upside down with 12, and he only pulled 3 close.
That's true. That's
so what you know, you are doing a world of good, a world of good when you bring those children in close and you disciple them deeply. And it's not about the number, it's about the quality of ministry that is produced by that local children's called person, right? That person right. is divinely called by God. And one of the things that, like you said, when you travel, you know, and you train and you see, there's so many different levels. Not everybody's a giant mega church, but one soul for the kingdom is what every one of those churches is after.
That's right. That's
whether
right.
You're a mega church or a small country church, you're after one more soul. So we just don't lose track of that.
I remember the Billy Graham story where Billy Graham was saved at this small country church. And in the journal of the pastor, he was saying, I feel like total failure. The church is going down. Only one person got saved this year, and it was a kid. And that kid was Billy Graham. This person didn't know the impact he made in this small country church where there were only a few people and only one got saved.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And then when that soul is spirit filled, woo, around the, changes everything.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. So many people don't realize. I mean, I started out years and years ago with a children's ministry of less than 15 kids. Of those kids, one became a children's pastor, two became pastors, one became a worship leader, one became a songwriter and pastor, one, you know, so much ministry right. going on with just those few kids.
Right.
And somewhere in the Bible, it says that we aren't to despise the small things because God mm-hmm. makes the small things great.
He does. He does. He absolutely does. And, you know, the other thing I try to encourage our children's ministry leaders is, you know, Jesus talked without a microphone all the time.
Yes, he did.
So it's okay. It's okay. Your media isn't what it needs to be. And you've got a day where you're nothing is working. Just remember, Jesus used object lessons and not PowerPoints. So, you know, we love them. We love media in children's ministry. We love the videos and we love all the pictures and we want to show it all. But there is a moment where when things don't work like you want them to, or when you're not at a big enough church where you don't have access to that, it's not a problem. Not a problem. The Savior of the world didn't have a mic.
That's right. I remember once I planned a children's church lesson, very powerful lesson, and only one kid showed up. There was a snowstorm and only one kid showed up. And that kid had never been at church before anywhere. So I started teaching the lesson and the kid didn't know the songs, kid didn't know anything I was talking about. And I just stopped and shared the plan of salvation with him. And he got saved that day.
Wow. Wow.
And so we need to be able to be flexible, take the resources we have and use them and not worry about having the best stage ever and Disneyland. And
right.
we have something so much better than Disneyland. We don't need to be Disneyland.
Right. Right. And you know, there are places for that. There are places that you won't get anybody to come in your doors unless you have it. But there are places where you don't have to have that because the Holy Spirit is drawing them in.
That's right. And I'm not poo-pawing a great set stage or.
Yeah, me neither. I love them, but they're not necessary for the gospel.
No, they aren't.
Not necessary.
Just take an eraser and a chalkboard and write mm-hmm. sin on it and erase it and say, Jesus erases our sin when we give our lives to him.
Right, right. As a matter of fact, I'm getting ready to do a video on that right now. I've got a piece of wood. It came from our One Accord curriculum. And I've got, it's a piece of wood and you write on it. And then you take sandpaper and you wipe it off with the sandpaper, right? You talk about how you can't do it with an eraser. You need the sandpaper. Well, being Pentecostal as we are, right, Pastor, being Pentecostal as we are, I take it to the next level because in my video, I'm bringing an electric sander.
Oh, yes.
to show that everything is multiplied when you're filled with the Holy Spirit. You don't just have the ability to do so. You have the power inside of you that allows those abilities to be multiplied. So yes, you can forgive those who have hurt you, but when you're filled with the Holy Spirit, that love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, gentleness, goodness, faithfulness, self-control, all of those things are poured in. And that forgiveness level, it just grows because the fruit is abundant in your life. And so, yeah, so true to the Holy Spirit, I'm going to take that little lesson and add the Holy Spirit component to it.
That's awesome. And we really do need to be Spirit-led while we are ministering to children, because so many children's pastors have taken all of these workshops from non-Pentecostal children's church workers or whatever, and they try to do it without the Holy Spirit. They try to just follow the curriculum and do the spectacular things without the Holy Spirit. And unless the Holy Spirit's leading us, whether we're doing a simple little object lesson or whether we're doing the multimedia presentation with the perfect stage.
Right, right.
Without the Holy Spirit, it's not effective.
Right, right. It's not. And one of the beautiful things about connecting with Spirit-filled believers and going to a focus conference is that you get encouraged to stoke up that gift inside of you.
Exactly.
You know, we go home, we minister on a weekly basis, and we don't have another children's pastor that we're connected to maybe in our area. And maybe there's not even a Spirit-filled church in our area other than us. And so we don't have the camaraderie, and we need that encouragement to say, you've got this, keep on going, to hear you talk to me and share your heart about the fervency of the need of the Holy Spirit. It encourages me.
Mm-hmm.
As seasoned children's pastor, it encourages me. And that's one of the things that Focus does, is that it provides an encouragement outside of just your normal everyday. It connects you with people who are walking the same road you're walking.
That's wonderful. Well, we've talked a lot about the Focus Conference. Why don't you tell us the details in case somebody wants to attend?
Okay. Our Focus Conference for February February of 2024 is February 22nd, 23rd, and 24th.
Awesome.
You can register for the Focus Conference at cogyd.org/focus.
Great. And could you say that website again in case anybody missed it?
Absolutely. So the Church of God YD website is cogyd.org. And then if you'll slash and focus, you'll get straight to that page. But if you just go to the cogyd.org, you'll find that on that page, it has all of the different things that happen in the Church of God Children's Ministry. And there's youth events with Winterfest and Teen Talent and Lead, and then children with Junior Talent, which is coming up. Many states have their Junior Talent happening in the next 3 or 4 weeks. And then Kid Fest, which we've got 3 different Kid Fests coming your way. We'd love to have them at that. Boys Club and Girls Club and Kid Missions and resources. There's so much on that one website. But that website will take them to the Focus Conference registration.
And I minister in a lot of different denominational churches, a lot of different Pentecostal churches. But one thing I've noticed is the Church of God Children's Ministry, there are more resources with the children's ministry than in most of the Pentecostal denominations resources and websites I've been at. So even if you're from another denomination other than Church of God, check out the site. You might be pleasantly surprised about some of the resources you find on there.
Absolutely. And you know, when you're let me put in object lesson form for our children's leaders. When you like seafood, you're going to try different places that like seafood because you're looking for good seafood. Children's leaders are the same. They check out different resources, right? They're like, who has this curriculum? I'm looking for Boys and Girls Club's curriculum. I'm looking for, you know, a midweek. I'm looking for whatever. The beautiful thing is that the denominations that are Pentecostal are trying their hardest to supply those resources for children's leaders. And there's some good ones out there. And I'm very thankful that the Church of God, both at RYD and it's called PathwayBookstore.com, loaded with children's ministry resources. PathwayBookstore.com. And I, as a matter of fact, today just sent a link to one of our resources from that page to an 80-year-old lady who is still the YD, the Youth and Discipleship Director at her church. And she said, I need some new resources for my team. They're just not happy with what they have. And I said, absolutely. And I thought, she was like, can you send me a link to that? I thought, how cool is that an 80-year-old wants a link to a resource? And we have both digital and downloadable products. But you're right, the Church of God tries very hard to provide for that rising generation, because we don't want to be that one generation away that doesn't know the Lord.
That's right. And hopefully we will be the 80-year-olds clicking on that link when we're that age, if Jesus doesn't come back before that.
Yep, still moving, still going for Jesus. Yes. Yeah.
Well, thank you for coming on, Lynn. It's been a real treat having you. And is there anything else you'd like to say before we sign off here?
No, it's been a joy to be here. You know, now that I am traveling with KidmanPathway.com, I get to see children's pastors. Before, when you're at one church ministering to local pastors and local ministering to your children for your pastor, you don't get to see other churches as much until you go to a Focus conference, and that's where you make connections. But now I am blessed with the opportunity to be like you and to travel and to see our churches. And it is a joy for me to start to mentor those who are new to children's ministry. Before, I didn't have quite the access to them because I was full-time doing what I did as well. But now my full-time is to say, how can I help you? And I just love that. I love getting to do that. So if there's anybody who wants to learn more about KidmanPathway.com and the mentorship that we have, I would love for them to go check it out. But the beautiful thing about that is that we get to do life together. And you and I have done life together for several years, and it's been sweet. We know many of the same people. And there's a joy in doing long-term ministry alongside of somebody else. There is a joy in that.
There is such a joy. So many children's pastors, I think the average is a year and a half or 2 years in children's ministry before they quit.
They're not even out of toddlerhood yet.
I know. They haven't even reaped the joys of long-term ministry or even mid-term ministry at that point.
Right.
They're just in the struggles of figuring out how to do it, and they haven't grown to that place yet, and they don't know what they're missing.
Right.
Well, thank you for listening, and I hope you enjoyed this Kidman moment and that you'll be able to come to the Focus Conference. I'd love to see you there. So if you come, please stop by my booth. I'm going to have a booth set up, and check out the workshops. Thanks. Bye. If you enjoyed this Ignite Kidman podcast, subscribe and click the bell or notification button. If you would like more resources and curriculum for your children's ministry, or would like to schedule an event, check out revivalfireforkids.com. Consider becoming a patron and receive monthly Zoom calls, online support, and children's ministry resources at revivalfireforkids.com/ Ignite. Until next time.